2015 on 98FM was the year of winning.
We brought you our Free Flight Friday.
You're going to Thailand, Rory! Yes.
Yes. Karen, you're coming to see the script.
Yeah.
You created 98FM's Made of Dublin.
You won our 5,000 euro free money morning.
Owen Langan from Killiney, you are the winner.
Dublin Talks gave you money for nothing.
5,000 euro.
Thanks, 98FM.
We flew you by helicopter to see Foo Fighters in Slame.
Sent you to see McGregor versus Mendes in Vegas.
Emotions are winners.
Paid out over 30,000 euro as you reset your preset to 98FM.
We made you an NYC VIP.
No way!
And invited you to get naked for breakfast. It's been quite a year. Now, this January, get ready for something big.
Only on 98FM. Here at 98FM, we love Dublin. From the madness of the city, to the beaches, mountains, it's got it all. But let's face it, Dublin is nothing without its people. Right now, we're looking for you to nominate those who are the best at what they do. From that guy who serves you the best coffee, to the girl who makes you laugh online, best shop to gym, restaurant to bar. Log on now. 98FM.com and nominate with the Herald, every side of Dublin.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2016.
You have less than 2 hours to get your votes in for 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards. Now, we have lots of different categories on our website at 98FM.com. Okay, 98FM.com is where you'll find us. And on our website, there are many different categories. The best gym, the best local sports club, the best bar, the best butcher, and lots more. With the best barber actually getting the most votes so far. Now, if you want to vote, please do. You have until midday today to get your votes in. And it is neck and neck in a lot of categories. So your votes will make a difference between now and 12 o'clock. For example, the best bus driver, two drivers are battling it out to win. It's the battle of the bus routes, basically. It's a three-way tie at the top of the best dub category. And some really deserving people in that particular category. Log on to 98fm.com/bestofdublin to cast your votes. The best creative dub is the tightest category this year, with all five finalists within 2% of one another. The best shop is also very close. Every vote will make a difference between now and noon, with only a handful of votes between four of the five finalists.
The winner is...
over half a million votes.
Thank you so, so much.
19 categories.
We're totally gobsmacked.
One night. 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards.
Welcome to the Paris Court and House for 98FM's Best of Dublin 2016.
You're just off stage. How are you feeling?
Was not expecting it at all.
Congratulations to all our winners.
You couldn't ask for better people.
Thanks to everyone who voted.
I'm so delighted to win this award.
Who would have thought a girl that failed PE would get Dublin Sports Person of the Year?
See all the winners on 98FM.com.
We have never experienced anything about the love that we have felt to this competition.
A big thank you to 98FM.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2016.
Hello, Dr. O'Gorman Surgery.
Hi, this is Dara Quilty calling. I was told to call at this time to get test results.
Sure, no problem. I'll just check if he's available.
Thank you.
Dara, how are you?
Jared, how's things? I'm just calling to get the results you asked me to call today after 4 o'clock.
No problem at all, Dara. I got the results here.
Thanks.
So, gonorrhea, clear. Syphilis, clear. Chlamydia, clear. HIV, clear. And crabs, clear.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, you're either practicing safe sex or you're not having sex at all.
Oh, yeah, all right, okay. Nice one. Is that everything?
No. One more result here, a bit unusual one.
What is it?
You're very bad at radio.
Excuse me?
You're very bad at presenting radio.
I never knew.
Well, the results don't lie.
How long do I have, Doc?
Well, you've got till 7 o'clock this evening.
Come on! Dara Quilty.
Dublin's best music mix. Getting you home. The music, the news, the sport and travel, the commercials, even my voice right now. Everything is live. This is the Ray Foley Show Naked Breakfast, live from the RDS on Dublin's 98 FM. And now, your hosts for the morning, Ray Foley, Muireann O'Connell, and JP.
Hello!
Morning!
We just showed up to do our show, and all you people arrived. Hello! Good morning, Dublin! Wow! Hello! Hello, madam. Thank you for coming. You lot over here, hi! We're shy now that he's looking at us. All right, do you want me to do a bit of audience participation,
yeah,
first of all?
That. Yeah, yeah,
over
yeah.
on the left-hand side. When I say good, you say morning. Good.
Morning.
Good.
Morning.
What, on the right-hand side, when I say wakey, you say wakey. Wakey.
Wakey.
Well, they're not as good over
no,
this
no,
side.
No, weak side. Weak side. They
haven't had their coffee over this side.
When we say naked, you say breakfast. Naked.
Breakfast.
Yeah, naked.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Our first act of the morning, Gavin James.
So he's going to help me with this little song. That'd be kind of cool. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, guys, what do you think to yourselves? Everybody singing really loud. Yeah, let's go. What a wonderful world. That was lovely.
Okay. Okay, guys, the Argos toy sale is now on, but we need a few more toys. Who else have we got?
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, right.
Turn
right,
okay, away. Yeah,
yeah.
Slam the
okay,
door.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Okay, yeah, thanks. Just let it go. Let it go. Thanks. I said who else, not Elsa. Anyway, go on. You're in the sale. And put a jumper on if you're frozen, yeah?
Hey, has anyone seen Barbie?
Yeah, I'm afraid she's gone over to the dark side, Ken.
Whoa. So if I marry you, Darth, I'd be like Lady Vader with my own empire. Cool.
Don't worry, Ken, you won't be left on the shelf. Okay, remote control BB-8. Oh, lovely. You're exclusive to Argos BB-8, so do us proud. And Minions?
Hello?
Where are the Minions? Don't know what you guys are laughing at. You're in the sale too. Okay, everybody ready? Go play!
At Argos, we just can't wait for Christmas, so our toy sale is on now. Reserve online and pick up in store. For the latest deals, see argos.ie. Go play!
Go Argos!
The Ray Foley Show, Naked Breakfast on 98 FM.
Dublin.
The time has come to
reset your preset.
Push the button.
Knocking on windows, 98 euro to give away.
Eileen, you just won 98 euro.
Woo! Okay. Thank you!
Yeah. Push the button.
Winning is easy. Just make 98 FM your number one preset. Keep us on, because if we spot you listening, you could get a knock on your window and be handed 98 euro in cash.
My finger is on the button.
Sarah, you just won 98 euro.
Oh, my God, have I?
Yeah, indeed.
Thank you so much.
Keep us number one. Save the preset, win the cash. Only on Dublin's best music mix, 98 FM.
Fleet, wow, he was like a greyhound out of the traps in the fifth minute after Lee Keegan had put Mayo a point in front early on. Flynn was hauled down by a Mayo forward, Jason Doherty, as he pulled the trigger, and without pause for thought, the referee said penalty. Bang, Jeremy Connolly slammed the ball home. Points then from Paddy Andrews, Connolly, and an unbelievable score from Bernard Brogan from distance gave the Dubs a healthy 5-point lead by the 14th minute.
So through
had a 7-point lead in the 61st minute. Mayo have just scored a penalty with Killian O'Connor going in the net, and Mayo have just found an equaliser. We've seen a point scored by Andy Moran from a 7-point deficit down. Mayo have now just levelled the match in the last minute of normal time.
Lee Keegan and Killian O'Connor pull off an incredible hoodwinking of the linesman and getting Connolly sent off.
I mean, there's no doubting he was provoked. If you look back at the footage, Dermot's trying to get forward and support the play, and he's definitely dragged to the ground by Lee Keegan. And, you know, as Paul said, he does appear to strike him as well. So he was definitely, I suppose, drawn into that situation. And, you know, I suppose Killian O'Connor's actions in trying to separate the two are questionable as well.
Dublin will be happy this morning as Dermot Connolly has been cleared to play in this evening's replay. The decision emerged in the early hours of this morning. Connolly should be serving a one-match suspension as a result of the red card shown to him in last weekend's game, but that ruling has now been overturned.
Dublin are into their third All-Ireland final in 5 years after a stunning last 15 minutes when the boys in blue here at Croke Park helped them beat Mayo by 7 points after a cracking All-Ireland semi-final this evening. Dublin outscored Mayo by 3-3 to 2 points in the final 16 minutes. It's Dublin who are into the All-Ireland football final. They beat Mayo.
Cheering on the boys in blue to bring Sam home.
Dublin's best music mix, 98 FM.
So there we have it, Dublin in the final. Everybody excited? Excellent. Well, lads, what a year. I have to say, let's look back on the year first. And I asked you all last night for your highlights. Let's start off with your overall Croke Park Championship highlight, Brian.
Hasn't been, I suppose, an amazing championship to date. Obviously happy from a Dublin point of view that we're in the final, but in terms of, I suppose, in terms of pure entertainment, probably the Mead-Westmead game, a game I watched at home with my family, and certainly had us on our feet towards the closing stages, and all the better to watch Mead get knocked out.
98FM playing Little Mix, Black Magic. Let's check in the latest. Here's Darren.
Thank you, Andy. Dublin have been crowned All-Ireland football champions for 2015. They've beaten Kerry on a damp and dour day at Croke Park. Stephen Doyle picks up the story.
This generation of Dublin players have made history and emulated the great Kevin Heffernan team of the 1970s, winning their third All-Ireland title in 5 years. Alan Brogan was lapping it up and definitely looks like a man who has played his last game for Dublin 15 years after it all started for him. How fitting that he kicks the last point of the game into Hill 16 to seal the win. The hill is rocking in the rain here as the players parade the trophy. Sam Maguire is coming back to the capital. The final score, Dublin 12 points, Kerry 9 points.
Yeah, it was far from a classic, Stephen, but it won't matter to Dublin fans, Dublin players or Jim Gavin because they grinded out a 12-point to 9-point win. Let's go back over to Croke Park and get some reaction. Bernard Brogan is talking there.
It's phenomenal. My third. As I was slagging in the house, my dad got three in the 70s, and me and Alan matched him today, so really special day for the family. To see Alan come on there and run the pitch and score a point, and the only command performance to go was phenomenal, but everyone out there worked their socks off. It was a horrible day. The crowd brought us home. Dirty ball out there today was to be won, and we just got our hands on it.
Yeah, that's a 25th All-Ireland title for Dublin, and as Stephen Doyle mentioned, a third in 5 years. It was a far from vintage decider in the rain at Croke Park. Bernard Brogan touch on in there. It was almost impossible for the players to play the game plan that they wanted to. Dublin only scored 4 points in the second half, but they did emerge as deserving winners and looked better than Kerry from start to finish, and they dealt better with the conditions, it has to be said. We can get some more reaction to Croke Park, where Philly McMahon, the Dublin defender, is talking.
Yeah, look, it's been a long year. We've really battled hard throughout the year. Just shows you the strength and depth of the panel. We had, again, lads coming off the bench and driving it home. So credit to all the boys, and at the end of it as well, worth all the hard work.
Any time you get to bring Sam Maguire back this year to O'Connell Street is a special occasion. And for all you people out there to come tonight and make the effort to come tonight and on a Monday evening, it's brilliant, and we very much appreciate. We, as the Dublin team, really appreciate the support we get throughout the year, whether it's an O'Byrne Cup game, or whether it's a National League game, or whether it's a Championship game, and we appreciate it thoroughly. So listen, thanks very much for supporting us all year. Up the Dubs, and let's go for next year.
98 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
This morning on 98FM's Dublin Talks, we spoke about another homeless man dying tragically on our streets. This man, Jonathan, tried to save his life.
He was lying wrapped up in his sleeping bag and he did look very blue. I felt for a pulse, I touched his hand. He was very cold, so I tried clapping my hands around his ears. I was shouting at him. He just went to sleep and whatever happened, he didn't wake back up the following morning.
God love him. It's to your absolute credit that you did stop. A load of people just walked by and didn't do anything.
The show getting Dublin talking.
Weekdays from 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Thank you so much.
Greedy goods. Right. The greedier you are, the harder the questions get. So best of luck.
I bet she I guarantee she just thought she won 500 euros right there.
Yeah, I know. She's like, hey, guys,
thanks. Thanks so much. Okay, first question for 25 euros. How many minutes in three quarters of an hour?
Ooh.
45?
That is correcto.
Woohoo.
On to 50?
Perfect, yes, please.
Yes, okay.
In which county would you find Punchestown Racecourse?
It's an easy one.
Kildare?
Oh
no. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Going for 100?
Yes, please.
Okay, sorry to get serious. Which famous singer wrote the song Little Things for One Direction?
One
more time, because it might be easier. Which famous singer wrote the song Little Things for One Direction?
Ed Sheeran.
Yes!
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, thank God.
All right, you've got 100 euro.
Do you want to keep going for 250?
Okay, we'll chance it.
Good woman.
Wow, good
right,
for
like
you.
All right. Go on, Leslie from Blackrock.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Represent.
Who directed the Oscar-nominated movie Brooklyn?
It's very topical, that one.
It's, yeah, but it's...
John Crowley? John...
Yeah! That's 250 euro.
Well done. For one more question, you could win yourself 500 euros. Be the first person we've ever had on the show to win 500. Or if you don't answer correctly, you could lose everything. What would you like?
Oh my God. I don't know. Some of the 500 are really tough.
Yeah, but we... Yeah, come on.
Okay, let's go for it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, she's ballsy, this Leslie one. I like it.
Nice and slowly. What is the name of the mountain range which divides Spain from France?
Spain and France.
We're going to have to hurry you up here.
You got 5 seconds. Take a guess, quick.
Pyrenees? What do you think?
Yeah!
Oh, no way!
You can push up 100 euro with 98FM's.
There you go. You are the first person we have ever had to win the full 500 euros. You absolute legend. The Pyrenees is completely correct.
Come on, the leap year.
Go on, the leap year. There's no more staying in for you, Mrs. 500 euros. It's 98FM's big breakfast. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That is amazing.
It is amazing.
Happy Monday to everyone.
98FM. First for Dublin News.
I'm not happy. It's terrible.
Emmy Johnson's been living in hotels after she and her family became homeless earlier this year.
They don't know where to call home. It's disgraceful.
Our teams across the city cover the stories that matter.
Some of the former residents of Joseph Plunkett Tower, as well as local children, gathered beside the Rico Youth Club to watch the start of the demolition.
Online at 98FM.com.
I commend this bill to the House.
For us, this bill obviously marks a big step forward for LGBTQ equality in Ireland.
Live on your phone and on air.
First for Dublin News.
The PPI award winning 98FM News.
Who's done what I have done in the space I have done it?
The fight.
Welcome to your life.
I wouldn't want to fight me. None of them want to fight me.
The title.
There's no turning back.
When I hit them, they crumble every single time.
The man.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
McGregor versus Aldo. Your chance to be there in Vegas is coming soon.
The world.
Only on Dublin's 98 FM.
My heart's pounding here. Right. Roisin, you're back on.
Hi.
It's a tiebreaker, which means whoever shouts the right answer goes to Vegas. If you shout at exactly the same time, we'll go to another tiebreaker and so on until we have a winner, okay?
Sorry, do I shout the name or the answer?
You shout the answer. Shout the answer. Okay. So if you know it, shout the answer. Your voices are different enough that I'll be able to tell which one is which, I think. Right, guys, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your tiebreaker question this morning is... Which UFC fighter has replaced Jose Aldo in UFC?
Chad Mendes.
Roisin's our winner this morning.
Oh my God!
You won!
Yeah. Well
done.
Oh my God!
Roisin from Clondalkin, you did the cheeky swoop this morning. You and Phil are heading to Las Vegas.
Alan in Chicor says, I'm about to finish work and face plant a pillow. But here's the question, Dara. To beer or not to beer? That is the question. That's from Alan in Chicor. Al, as a broadcaster, as a responsible adult, I think you should sit in tonight and drink water and take a book out, Al. Al, take a book out from the local library and get lost in your imagination this evening. Thank you for your text message. Hey, Anya.
Yeah.
It's Dara from 98FM. I got your text message.
Hi.
You wanted to say a special hello to somebody.
I do.
Who is it?
It's Laura Nolan.
Why did you want to say a special hello to Laura Nolan?
Because today is her last day at work.
Oh.
And she's leaving us to start a new job on Monday.
Oh, no, she didn't even get any time off.
I know.
Oh, well, what's the name of the company?
The EE Group.
Laura Nolan, the EE Group. Did she get fired or did she quit?
She quit.
Are you sure she didn't get fired?
I'm positive.
Have you checked the stationery drawers?
No, but she does love stationery.
Laura, that's good. Well, hello to Laura. Anya, you're very good for having 98FM on there. And the song you wanted for Laura?
Oh, anything by Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Michael Jackson?
No, Taylor Swift.
Michael Jackson, beat it.
No, thank you.
Michael Jackson.
No.
But you want me to play Michael Jackson?
Not really. We prefer Taylor Swift.
This is 98FM.
Next Monday, 98FM will take Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon to Dame Street in the city center. Once there, they'll be locked into a special glass cube. But this isn't just any cube. Because we're also locking them in with 98,000 euro. At 10 a.m., we'll start a clock to count down 98 hours. For every hour that passes, the cash will decrease. Dublin, it's up to you to release the guys and win the remaining cash. All you need to do is figure out the special code. Key it in, and you could win.
98FM's Code Red.
98,000 euro. One location, one code. Release Adrian and Jeremy and win the cash.
98FM's Code Red.
Starts Monday, January 25th on Dame Street.
10 minutes ago, we were locked into this box on Dame Street. And we have to stay in this box on Dame Street until somebody cracks 98FM's Code Red. 98FM's Code Red is a 5-digit code. If you crack the code, you win the money. On the top of our box is the value of the money. At this moment, it's 98,000 euro. So as soon as somebody cracks the code, we get out of here. So there's a lot to play for.
Sooner the better.
Yep.
There's absolutely people actually queuing up already, and we're going to go to some of those people in a few minutes, including, I believe, now I don't know how true this is, one of the lads who was on the queuing up to play 98FM's Code Red. He was working out all these sort of analytics, you know, about what the five numbers could actually be, Adrian. I mean, some people have been saying to me all over the weekend, they've been saying, oh, it has to be 98981, doesn't it? And I'm like, I don't know. We honestly don't know the code.
No, we have no idea.
Someone rang me yesterday and said, what's your child's date of birth and what's Adrian's kid's date of birth? I'm like, why do you want to know that information? That's the code. No, we did not come up with the code, okay? We don't even know the
code. No, we have no idea what the code is, and we will only know when alarm bells go off if it's actually been won. Now, 98FM's Muireann O'Connell is outside our box.
Hello, I am outside your box.
You are.
God is all I can say. And we're here. There's a big crowd here outside Dave Street.
Excellent. Okay, now Muireann, we have a group of people. These are the select group of people,
yes,
who have the very first opportunity to crack 98FM's Code Red, and not only crack it, win a guaranteed 98,000 euro. Woo! So let's go. We have a huge crowd outside here. All these photographs will be up on Facebook on 98FM.com. So who is our first guest?
Hello, who are you?
How you doing? I'm James. From Sandyford.
And are you dying to crack this code?
Yeah, I think I've got it. So
I think I've got it.
About 5 minutes.
You think you've got it? How did you do this?
It's my daughter's date of birth and then just two lucky numbers at the end.
Oh, the people have decided on your daughter's date of birth. Well, do you want to know? You can go, our very first person to try to crack the code here at Code Red on 98FM.
Okay, let's count him down. Or is he start? Hang on a sec. Oh, he starts already?
He's gone.
Let's see if he's won.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Verify code, the first one.
Oh, no. So that didn't work.
That's terrible.
That didn't work.
Oh, and he had it all worked out.
Let's go straight over to Muireann, who's outside the box.
Hello, it's so exciting here this morning. Who am I joined by? What's your name?
My name's Michael.
And where are you from?
I'm from Killiney.
Okay, Michael, let's get you up to this code, this pad. Go on, let's see. The first one this morning, what's going to happen?
Come on, Michael. Come on.
Doing it for Killiney. Come on, Michael.
Go on, Mike.
It's intense.
One more.
Come on, Michael.
Come on, Michael.
Okay. The sound of disappointment.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
That guy, Michael, he's been here every single morning at cockcrow.
He was first in the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to come down to Dame Street and try and crack 98FM's Code Red, we know the digits are 3, 8, 7, 3, and 4 in no particular order, but they're included in there, okay? 3, 8, 7, 3, 4 in no particular order, but those five numbers are in the code somewhere. Let's see if we got a winner.
How much is it currently on, lads?
21,000 euro. 21.
That's a lot of money.
I'm just going to Dame Street. Back in a second.
Yeah, back in a second.
21 grand. It goes down to 20 at 9 o'clock, but I have a feeling it's going to be won by then. I really do. I have a good feeling here.
How big is the queue?
It's huge. It's huge. There's people who've been here since 7:30. So
here we go.
Let's try this one.
The suspense.
Come on, Tracy.
I can't cope either. I just cannot cope. Cannot deal.
What's your name?
Noel, I'm from Bray.
Take this one, we gotta get some music on, right?
You ready to go? You don't want to go to work, do you?
That's my hope, yeah.
Okay, come on.
You would take the day off, wouldn't you, if
absolutely,
you won the money?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. How are you feeling?
Huh?
You feeling good? Lucky?
I'll tell you in a minute.
We have a winner on 98FM's Code Red.
Oh my god, this is incredible.
He says it's
incredible.
Muireann, who is our winner?
Oh my god, we've got Niall here.
Niall, how are you?
How is it?
Congratulations,
Niall.
I wasn't expecting that.
Niall, congratulations.
This morning, I'm sure I had it cracked, and then I saw. When we get
Niall, you have just won 21,000 euro!
Just won 21,000 euro, everyone! Come on!
Well done.
What was the order of the numbers that he got? Yeah, what was the code?
What was the code?
Your numbers?
87433.
87433. Wow.